A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know me, him, and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. St. James was the first bishop of Jerusalem, and according to the Jewish historian Josephus, he was stoned to death in around the year 61. So James wrote the first epistle. It's known as the Epistle of St. James, and one of the most famous lines from this epistle is this: As the body apart from the spirit is dead, so faith apart from works is dead. So what James is saying is that if you want to be rooted in God, it takes both faith and works. Now, this is contrary to what the Protestant reformers believed in. In fact, Martin Luther could not stand the epistle from St. James. He wanted it cut out from the Bible. He and the other reformers believed that faith was enough, that no one could earn God's love. And they're right. No one can earn God's love, but that's not the whole story. It is through faith that we experience God's love for us, for his love is unconditional. God loves us first, but God's love is also conditional, and here's how it works. God's love dwells in us and becomes our possession in the measure that we give it away. That's because God's love works its way into our bodies, our minds, and our wills when we give it away. In other words, when we love others through those works that James is talking about, God's love and his divine life stays alive in us. So do as St. James exhorted us to do. Accept God's love through faith, that's unconditional, but keep that faith alive through works.